I've got some more unpopular opinions for y'all, so let me share them with you. Great intro, bro. I think her loss is, like, so much more better than What a Time to Be Alive. Like, I don't know, like, just listen to it all the way through. I listened to it a lot more than when that project came out. This whole stretch of albums that I'm showing, it should be above me, I think, if I edit right. That came out this year, they're all, like, not even over, like, a six. A part of a very disappointing year that has been 2023. Metro Boomin at this point is probably still not even like a top 10 producer of all time. If he is, then he's 10 or 9. Like, it's not like he's up there, but he still has room in the tank. He still has lots of projects to go, so he can get there at some point. I think when you include the estate sale with Call Me If You Get Lost, I think as a whole, I would take it over Flower Boy. I know that might be my bad one, so, you know, please bear with me. I don't do these type of videos a lot, but I'm going to be doing them a lot more on my Instagram, so go follow that for that stuff.